We always thought you were perfect for one another, but it's taken you long enough, sniffed Marge. So have you set the date? Alfie winced. He had been astounded and delighted that she wanted to tell Liz and Marge that they were together, but there was absolutely no indication that she was hankering after marriage. Of course not. Emma was self-sufficient. She would see marriage as pointless and out of date. And right now, their relationship felt so new and fragile that he didn't want anything to frighten her off. That's not something we've talked about, he said quickly, giving Emma an anxious look. There's a lot we haven't talked about, said Emma, in a tone so bland that he couldn't tell what she was thinking. Marge's eyebrows shot up in disapproval. Living in sin? Well, that's the modern way, I suppose. Scarcely modern, dear, said Liz. Remember the 60s? Flower power and free love? They say if you remember the 60s, you weren't there, Marge retorted. I was there, and I remember perfectly, said Liz. I remember some people in Bunbury who wouldn't have been out of place in San Francisco. Alfie thought he detected a faint blush on Marge's cheeks. Old people were often dismissed by the young, he reflected, but the older someone was, the more likely they were to have had an interesting past. This calls for a celebration, said Liz. Marge, dear, that bottle of champagne the Savills gave us for Christmas is in the fridge doing nothing. Is that a hint for me to go and get it? Marge grumbled, hoiking herself out of her rocking chair and heading for the kitchen. Liz waited until she was out of earshot, then said, Pay no attention to her. She's never happier than when she's complaining, and we're both very happy for both of you. I think we're quite happy as well, said Emma, giving Alfie a smile that made him wish they were back in Windermere Cottage. He had long suspected that Liz and Marge had hopes of a romance between him and Emma, but he had never imagined that Emma would feel the same way. Is your news for public consumption? Liz asked, and Alfie was about to say, Absolutely, tell the whole world. But Emma wrinkled her nose and said, Best not just yet. I've still to tell Laura. By the time Emma went home to change, her sister would have long been at work. Alfie wondered whether Laura suspected where Emma had spent the night. Emma was talking to him now. And you might have people you want to tell before it becomes common knowledge. Betty Thorndike, maybe? Liz must be surprised to find that they hadn't discussed these details, Alfie thought. But in the tea room, they'd both been so relieved to find they agreed that their status should be broadcast that they hadn't bothered with pragmatic questions of who should be told and in what order. And now Emma had mentioned Betty. There was a widespread rumour in the village that the American environmental activist who had inherited her supermodel mother's looks was Alfie's girlfriend. And, for a brief moment, he had hoped, had thought, that was the case. But although he still gamely attended her Green Party meetings, it was more out of conscience than conviction. And Betty had now found true compatibility with Haridasa, the yoga teacher. There's no reason for her to know sooner than anyone else, he said. But the sooner everyone knows, the better. Emma's expression told him that this was the right answer. She couldn't seriously have thought that he still harboured feelings for Betty, could she? But then, she had thought he wouldn't want people to know about their relationship, and he had thought the same about her.